everybody. This is L. Ron Ferguson here, and you're watching Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. I'm here with my guest, Maureen Banyan. That's right, not Cal Banyan, Maureen Banyan's on the show today. So we traded out Maureen for Cal, which is great because we're going to talk about the third installment of this series, which is, you know, what I'm calling it is how to make your business successful as a hypnotherapist, how to book clients in for appointments, keep them coming, and continue to do what it is that you do. Let me tell you about Maureen. If it wasn't for Maureen, like I said in the last episode, the Banyan Hypnosis Center would be the Banyan Hypnosis room in a house somewhere, probably. She's booked over $6 million worth of business, which is combining the training and $4 million worth of client sessions. So she really knows what she's talking about when it comes to handling the phone, how to do sales, and how to keep your business running. How you doing, Maureen?
Doing just great, Alaron.
Good. This is going to be the best episode yet because we're going to start to talk about policy, refunds, and how to make money when your clients don't show. But to start off, how about this question, Maureen? When a client calls up and says, hey, I want to save my marriage with hypnosis, how do you like to handle that?
Well, you know, first of all, you need to ask, what's the challenge in your marriage that you need to work on?
Right. What if they say, well, you know, my wife wants to leave me. Can you help her?
Well, does your wife want help? If your wife wants help, then we can help her. But, you know, we can't help your wife by talking to you. So, if you know, you both have to decide if you want to come in for hypnotherapy. You know, what? Get them to be honest with you about what the issues really is. If the wife is not happy and wants you to leave, is he the one causing the problems? You know, are you at fault here? Do you have some issues that you need to work on that she's not happy with?
Right. Sometimes they call up and they want to send the wife in, but they're really the ones that need to come in, right?
No kidding. You know, I think usually when it's a couple, it's best if you can see both of them and maybe have one therapist and have the other one see the other therapist. This way, you know, you as the therapist for both of them, you're not going to get at least your opinions of them colored by, you know, seeing both at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or at least stagger them in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to mention, if you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, you want to go there right away and look right below because we have special text, links, and other goodies that will make this viewing presentation more valuable for you watching. All right, moving on to the next question. Let's see here. Now, so we've been talking a lot about doing, you know, talking to people on the phone, that sort of thing. In your mind, what are the most important points to make? If you could narrow it down and boil it down, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, if there was stuff that you didn't want to leave out that you think would cost you seeing that person for sessions, what would those things be?
Very, very good question, Elron. You know, the most important thing to remember, when people are calling you or calling us as hypnotists, they're looking for help. They're looking for a solution to their problem. And so it's really important, no matter, you know, how much talking you do to them, one of the key things you have to get across that you can help them with that issue and how you can help them and basically how long, how many sessions, and the cost. You know, those are the kinds of things they're looking for. And, you know, those are the answers. And so you've got to fit those in somewhere. Include it with a little bit of a description of what you do, what you offer, and build that bond with them. That's key.
Beautiful. What if they're calling from out of town?
Well, we get that all the time. We have a lot of people call us from out of town who want to fly in to see our hypnotherapist on staff or Cal himself. And because, you know, as I said, what we offer is, you know, an average of 5 to 6 sessions to do the kind of work that we do. So I usually tell them, you know, if they can fly in, stay about a week, then we can schedule them in. So typically what we'll do is get them to stay the whole week and then just schedule a double session every other day, you know, alternate the days, and then, you know, do about 6 sessions. And usually that takes care of it. And now if they let me know ahead of time that this person is more complex, they've got more issues going, I usually try to find out if it's, you know, can they afford to come back again at a later time. You know, we'll do the successions and then see how it goes. And if they feel like they need more, we'll talk about it. And then maybe they come back in a few weeks or something like that. But typically, most of the people have done the successions with us. They seem to be doing well.
Exactly. And that's what sets us apart, right? Short-term approach. Now, let's say you're talking to someone, and you've gone through everything. You're building rapport. You know about their issue. They know about what you do. And you come to that point where it's the close, right? What's a way that you like to close them into actually coming in for that appointment? What do you like to say?
What I do is all I say is, how soon would you like to get started?
How soon would you like to take care of this?
Yeah. How soon? You know, just basically, because by asking that question, the answer they tell you is going to give you a very clear idea of if this person is really serious about doing something. And most people say, oh, I wanted to do it yesterday. Or, you know, how soon, when do you have an opening?
Right. And if they hesitate, I mean, let's talk about red flags for a little bit. I mean, so let's say, so how soon would you like to get started? And they say, oh, well, you know, soon, but yeah, how about like 2 weeks from now? How do you like to handle that?
Then what I do is when they tell me something like this, then I try to nail it down. Okay, 2 weeks from now, let me look and see what I've got. Are there any particular days better for you? Mornings or afternoons? You kind of narrow it down to mornings or afternoons and particular days, then let them tell you when they're available. Then you offer them a couple of time slots for those days.
Which is a great point, because if they don't volunteer anything, mm-hmm. it means they're not really serious most of the time.
That's right.
I mean,
they just
kind of wait for you to lead them to everything, and you're just leading, and they're not... they're not involved in the close at all.
Right.
And in the commitment. You go, okay, how's this sign? Yeah, that's fine. Oh, how's this sound? Oh, yeah, that's fine too. Oh, how about this day? How about this time? Yeah, that's fine too. If that's just going too easy, that's a red flag too.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other red flags that might come up that would be like a future cancellation? What are some other red flags off the top of your head?
Well, you know, I think just listening carefully to the tone, to the attitude, and if they're kind of wishy-washy about the appointment, the commitment, because I typically would book all 5-6 appointments all at once, because when they say, okay, you know, Wednesday afternoons are really good for me, 3 or 4 o'clock, I said, you know, I have a 4 o'clock, so should we just go ahead and book the rest of your appointments at that time? This way we can ensure that you're able to get in at these convenient times. And so they'll say, okay, that's fine. So that's good when they're being that way. But, you know, some people are just going, well, you know, I'm just not sure, I'm going to have to call you back and all that kind of stuff. So you know what? You just have to go with the flow, because some people will surprise you, you know, and so you just have to go with the flow. And most of the time, if your gut feeling is that this person is wishy-washy and going to cancel out, they will cancel out.
Yeah.
That's just the way people are.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's better to nail them down
mm-hmm.
right there
mm-hmm.
and ask them. You know, make sure that they're serious before finding out how serious they aren't before they come into the office. Now, what if they start to say, oh, well, you know, I need to ask my wife or my fiance?
Well, you know, this happens. The thing is, we don't know what's going on in the head. We don't know if this person is saying that because they want to get off the phone or they're just not interested, or they really have to ask their wives. And so we don't know. And, you know, and that's why it's the most important thing is you got to build that bond with them. Get them to dump as much of their story and talk about themselves and their issues as much as possible. The more time you spend with that person or that person spends with you, the more they're invested in you. So that if they do decide they want to come in after all this, they'll remember you and they'll call you instead of anybody else that they call.
Absolutely. And, you know, most of the time, if they do have to talk to their wife and they are telling you the truth, it's usually because what I can think of is it's either because of money or it's because maybe the wife or the husband is afraid of hypnosis and they want to talk to them about that, and that's a concern for them.
That's right.
And if it is about money, a great little qualifier to do there is after I quote them the price, or I like to use words like investment instead of cost, okay, because that's, you know, cost, price, those can be negatively charged words. You want to say total investment for the sessions is, that's a little tip, is I like to ask them, I said, does that fit within your budget? Okay, because we're only talking to them on the phone, there's no body language, there's no verbal cues to be able to pick up on that kind of confirmation that comes from a selling cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now how about this? What if they are talking to you and they want a discount? Say, hey, can you do it for any less?
Well, I just tell them, you know, I'm sorry, this is not a discounted business. And basically, when I offer you, you know, we do offer a 5-session discounted package of 20%. That's the best we can do.
Good. Just sticking to the price like that?
Mm-hmm.
What if they say, please? What do you like to do?
Well, you know, sometimes, every once in a while, I will make an exception. You know, if I get somebody, you know, in the past we've done that with very, very obese people. You know, people that have more than 50 to 100 pounds of weight to lose. We'll offer them a 50% discount to come in just because we know we can help them and this means the future, their life to them. And so we will offer that. And so, you know, it's you just have to play it by ear. There's some people that are very deserving of that discount. And if you can make a difference in that person's life, then, you know, by all means, give that discount. But then you got those people who are chronic shoppers who are looking for a cheap deal. And you can almost spot those people when they call anyway. So discount should be is something that it's up to your prerogative. Basically, if you want to do that, go ahead. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to get caught in that trap of the callers that are looking for a cheap deal.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about appointment policies? Okay, for instance, what we do here is we tell them that we have a 2-day cancellation policy. And what else do we like to do, Maureen?
Well, what I do is after I get, you know, people say, okay, I'm ready to book, then I'll set up all the appointments for them, and then I tell them, you know, our appointment policy for canceling or rescheduling is we require 2 working days. And in order for me to hold and confirm these appointments, I need to have a credit card from you to guarantee that you will show up. Because if you don't, you know, call or show up or give us advance notice as required, then we'll charge you for the missed session. And you know, and we stick to that. We're very firm about that. And that's been very, very helpful for us to prevent no-shows.
Yeah, and we don't actually have to really exercise that right very often, do we?
No, not at all, hardly. We introduced this back in, you know, I would say we've been in the business 14 and a half years. We introduced that like 13 years ago. And that has been the best thing that we ever did because that has prevented a lot of no-shows. And you know, you have to remember, as hypnotists, you block off at least about 2 hours per client. You can only see a maximum of about 5 or 6 clients at the most a day. Yeah, if you have 2 or 3 no-shows, that's half the day gone. And if you have rent to pay and all those overheads that you pay, you're losing money.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's somebody who you know, takes your afternoon appointments and then they call up on the day of. I mean, here in California, yeah, their afternoon appointments are prime time, you know, the 3 o'clock, the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock appointments, those sorts of things. Those are prime slots. And when somebody calls up at the last minute and cancels, that's usually not a good deal. I mean, when they're initially booking for sessions, getting the credit card, you want them to show up for that first session, or you're going to bill them. you're going to bill them for the cost of the session. And of course, in their subsequent sessions, since we have a two-day cancellation policy, we still get to preserve our livelihood and our professional business by being able to bill those people if they don't show up. I mean, we're not doctors, or we don't overbook our clients. I mean, like a chiropractor, they can see 50 people in a day if they want to. They can see 20 to 50 patients or more sometimes. We can't do that. There's just no way that it compares at all. We don't bill people for insurance. And so when they don't show up, I mean, that's 100, 200 bucks that we've lost right there out of our income. So it's very important to do that. Now, if they have seen you, and let's say we have a disgruntled client on our hands, what if they want a refund? How do you like to handle that?
Well, it depends. When they want a refund, let's say, you know, I would say they bought a five-session package, this discounted package, and we let them know the discounted package is 20%. And most people will say, well, what happens if I say after two or three sessions I don't like it, I don't continue, can I get a refund? So certainly, if you buy a five-session package and you only completed two sessions, then there's three sessions left. But what we will do is then those two sessions are then prorated at the regular rate, okay? So we deduct those two regular rate sessions off the package, and then we refund you the balance.
How about if they call up after a session that they didn't like, and they say, you know what, that's just not what I thought hypnosis was going to be like. Can I get my money back? I'd like to handle that.
Well, we usually don't refund money for sessions already, you know, for services rendered, okay? What we will do is that, you know, and typically, you know, most people will want to bail after an AR session or age regression session. Why is that? Because age regression sessions typically will dig up some unpleasant stuff. And if the person is very upset after that session, it just tells you that that hypnotist didn't do a good job, did not do that session properly, did not complete the session properly, because even though they had that AR session where they visited some unpleasant stuff, they should have resolved, you know, have some kind of resolution before the session ended, so that the client is going to feel better that even though they visited some unpleasant stuff, that they had resolved something that they can move forward, and they're not going to be left with such a yucky feeling that they don't ever want to do this again. And so, you know, admittedly, then you can think, okay, your hypnotherapist didn't do a good job there. And, you know, you refund the rest of the sessions that are paid for. But basically, you know, you don't refund sessions that have been, you know, rendered, for your services rendered, because then you're going to set a precedent for everyone to come back and say, oh yeah, I didn't like that session yesterday with you, and I want my money back.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like going to a baseball game and saying, oh, you know what, I really didn't like the game. I mean, sitting through the whole game and saying, you know what, I don't like that my team lost.
Can I have my money? It's like going to a restaurant and eat everything on your plate and say, I didn't like one bite of it. I want my money back. I'm not going to pay for this.
Right. Now, having said that, if a client does say they're in the middle of a session, they open their eyes, they bail, they don't want to continue, and then they call up later on, they say, hey, you know what, I want half my money back. What do you like to do?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to choose your battles. And if you feel that it's right in the middle of the session, the clients open their eyes and said, look, I don't like this at all, I don't want to go any further, and it's halfway into it, I think this is, you know, when you're in the appointment with the client, and you say, okay, I'll be fair enough and give you half your money back after you've already taken a half my time. Or if it's going to be a person who's going to be a lot of trouble or going to get really nasty, sometimes it's just not even worth fighting. Give them the money back, you know, because it's just not worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to trade a little safety for a little fairness.
Oh, yeah.
In life,
oh, yeah.
Right? Now, obviously, we've been talking about how they answer the phone. But sometimes a point in a professional's practice might come up where you're so busy that you can hire somebody else to answer the phone instead of yourself. And if you hire somebody else, how do you like to train people to answer the phone? Or maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yep. Well, in the past, when we were in Minnesota, we used to have full-time receptionists or office assistant who would answer and book all the appointments. Between the two of us, we would have the appointments. We had four or five hypnotherapists on staff all the time, and we kept them fully booked. And so, you know, just you have to remember that every phone call that comes in is worth $500-$600 because each client is going to come in and do five path, an average of 5-6 sessions, average of $100 a session. So each client is worth that much. So each caller is worth that much. So it's not like just missing a phone call and you miss $100. So, you know, if you think a lot, look at the bigger picture, that's what you're really losing. So thinking of that value, we were very careful with the receptionist that we had hired on staff. I would usually spend about 2 or 3 weeks with new people, training them on the script, having them watch me answer every call. They would sit with me, but they're not allowed to answer the phone. And they would listen to everything I have to say. Then we would role play and back and forth until I'm comfortable enough, and I'll let them try a call, you know, answer a call, and I'll see how they do. Then we'll critique and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of ease them into it before I finally let them loose on the phone because it costs us too much money if they lost every call. And so it's really important. You can't just hire someone and say, here, answer the phones. It just has to be something that you have to be thoughtful about the outcome you want from this.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the stakes are really high, aren't they?
Oh, it sure is. It's going to make or break your business.
Exactly. What is your advice to hypnotherapists that are just getting started taking calls and are nervous about doing it?
Well, the most important thing is sharpen your telephone skills. If you don't know what to say, how to say it, we do have a business startup pack that has my telephone script in there, that has a CD, that has a recording of a similar talk that I do about answering the phone and what to say. This startup pack also has the written telephone scripts in there. And then we also have all the various forms that we use in our business, in the hypnosis business, client intake form, brochures, appointment policy, just all the various different forms that is already there. It's a template. All you have to do is put your name on it, and it's yours. And so why recreate the wheel? It's all set up and ready for you. And like I said, you really have to master your telephone skills. Some of you are going to say, oh, I hate using the phone. I hate answering the phone. You know what? If you want your business to grow or you stay in business, you got to suck it up and do it. And basically learn those scripts. In the beginning, you might want to really get to know the script, use those scripts when you're answering the phone until you master it. Then, you know, you really can do it on the fly. But in the meantime, when you answer the phone, you want to be very confident. You don't want to hesitate. You want to come across as though you know what you're talking about because people are going to buy confidence. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. I mean, know your content. Whether you have scripts that you're going to buy, especially ours, or whether you write your own, you got to have a systematic approach into how you're going to handle the call, just like the things we've been covering, right? First, you build rapport. You hold back on the price before you build value. You want to uncover what their needs are and position your services in such a way where it's going to fulfill the needs that they just talked about. Okay, you want to talk on their level. Okay, if they're gut level, they know nothing about hypnosis, you want to talk about it in terms that they can understand. If they've been researching hypnosis and researching other therapeutic techniques that are also advanced and they can talk that kind of lingo, then you want to talk to them on whatever level that they're at so that they can understand you. Okay, but most importantly, as I was saying, know the important points that you want to hit to make sure that they have the appropriate content so that they believe you and so that they have confidence in what it is that you're doing and what you're saying. And whether you need to study the script, whether you need to highlight those things, write them out, have it in front of you, okay, appropriate questions to ask, do that. Take the time to actually know, because it's like we're talking about. If you just shoot from the hip every time, then sometimes it might come out good, sometimes it might come out bad. Rapport is a person-to-person thing. It can be very individual, but also knowing what question to ask, what order you like to ask them, and sort of mapping it out in your head ahead of time so that you can have the confidence to then approach the phone knowing what you're already going to say. Because if you get on the phone without any idea of what it is you think you want to say other than, I'm a hypnotherapist and I'm do a process that's really, really good and other people have done good and I'm going to do good too. You have to really have more than that. You got to have the lingo down before you approach it so that it doesn't come out of your mouth the wrong way. Wouldn't you think, Maureen?
Yes, that's very good, Elron, because I hear it all the time. And some people, you know, just think that they know it all. And I ask them, well, where does that get you?
Right, exactly. And sometimes you know something as a hypnotherapist and you think your client needs to know it too because you just got out of school. But that's the point that I like to drive home is talk to them on their level so that they can understand. If they're using certain language to it, like, well, I just want you to deprogram my brain. You're not going to say, well, actually what we want to do is we want to change the way your subconscious mind perceives your world. You're going to say, that's exactly what we're going to do for you. Because their understanding of reprogram my brain is pretty much the same thing, because after all, that's what we want at the end of the day, isn't it?
That's correct. That's now, very correct.
So, do you have anything else that you want to talk about regarding selling over the phone, closing clients, handling objections, keeping appointments, before I segue into my final question?
I think we've covered most of it, so give me your last question.
Well, the last question, and this is probably the most important question. Question number 25. Is Cal Banyan really as cool as everyone says he is?
Wow, that's a loaded question. You know, that's my husband, so what do you expect me to say? Of course he's cool. He's smart, he's intelligent, he's driven, he's intense, and of course he can be difficult sometimes. But I tell you, that's what makes him who he is.
Exactly. Aren't we always just rolling around laughing when Cal walks in the room?
Yep, and then some.
No matter whose expense it's at, we're always laughing in some way, one way or the other, right?
That's right, that's right.
What did Cal say when we talked to him? We were getting ready for this episode. And Cal was in there, you know, doing his thing. We go, Cal, what are you doing here? We just need to get ready for the episode, all right? Go away. He goes, you know what? I'm going to be here every day from now on. In fact, I'm going to be here every day for the next 2 weeks, which I thought was funny because we're having a training, you know. So that's a good promise. All right. So, anything else we should talk about before we wrap it up?
No, I think you've covered it very thoroughly. And people know that, you know, this is what we do. This is what I do. I am here to help you with all these answers that I've given. And hopefully this is going to take your practice to a whole new level, giving you more clients, booking more clients, and increasing your revenue. So hopefully pay attention. You know, go to our website. If you're interested in the Business Startup Pack, it's going to improve your practice.
Absolutely. And if you have any more questions about the selling cycle with hypnosis, how to make your business successful, go ahead and email them to us at facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. All right. If you want to have more information on how to do this process, how to do 5-Path, how to be an awesome hypnotherapist, go ahead and check out hypnosis.org. There's a schedule of training and products and all sorts of other goodies. Also, check out hypnosiscenter.com to learn more about what we are, who we are, and what we do. Okay, by the way, sending those questions in, send them in so that I can answer them next time I'm on. I'll talk to Maureen and get those answers for you. Thanks for watching. Hope you got as much benefit from this as you have from all of our previous episodes, perhaps even more. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing, Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.